Our second presentation is from Atifa Hosseini, and forgive me if I mispronounce. She will tell us more about stomatal conductance and water and carbon fluxes, and she is from the University of Hohenheim in Tübingen, which actually I studied abroad in Hohenheim, so I know that place very well. Anyway, welcome.
Hi, everybody. It's such an honor to be in this conference with the great people as a graduate student. I am coming from University of Tübingen. It's my program is a joint program between three universities, Hohenheim, Tübingen, and Waterloo University. It's an integrated hydrogeosphere program, and my research is about the canopy scale model based on the optimization of the stomata conductance to simulate the water and the carbon flux in the crop. So understanding the plant strategies for the water use and then translating these strategies to the physical-based model, it's a real challenge for the ecohydrology. And if we see the plant water use management in a large scale, we can see the interaction between the vegetation and the environment. Also, the stomata control the exchange of the water vapor and the carbon dioxide between the leaf and the atmosphere. So there are two major controllers for the stomata. One is the vapor pressure, and the other one is the atmospheric carbon dioxide. And these two are relevant to our future climate change and the freshwater supplies. So the stomatal conductance behavior became so important. And we have two major mechanisms. The first one is the response of the stomata to the amount of the partial pressure of the CO2 in the atmosphere. And the study has been shown that if the amount of the CO2 increases, the plants try to close the stomata. And the second mechanism is the relationship between the carbon gain through the assimilation and then water loss through the stomata in the transpiration process. So my objective is in introducing the biological principle to predict the stomatal opening and closure in diurnal cycle, and also calculate the assimilation using optimization principle to reduce the number of fitted parameters, and predict the adaptation of the plant to altering environmental condition and evaluate the effect of the global climate change on the water budget and the crop of the cropland. So there are two broad modeling approaches has been employed so far. One approach is basically based on the environmental regulation of the stomata. So the environmental parameter and the photosynthesis rate control the stomata conductance, and it has been used in the Walberry, Jarvis, and Leuning models. Is basically that kind of model. And they are semi-empirical model, and they have been employed in the couple of hydrological and ecological and also climate models. And the second approach, which is instead consider into take into the account the economy of the plant, which is the plant use the water instead of for the opening the stomata, in such a way to maximize the carbon gain for the unit of the water loss. So the water that plant using is the price that the plant paying for gaining the carbon. And the advantage of this second model, which has been introduced by Kwon and Farquhar, that's the optimization process. And the advantage of that is that it is taking into the account the intrinsic relationship between the transpiration and assimilation. So with this introduction, I assume that if we can say that the resistant boundary between the leaf and atmosphere is negligible, so the based process of the water vapor and the CO2 is based on the diffusion. So the diffusion you can see the A instant for the assimilation, and J is the stomatal conductance multiplied by the difference between the ambient CO2 and the internal CO2. And the flux of the water vapor, which is equivalent to a transpiration, and it is A, which is A is a constant, is a relative diffusivity of the water with respect to the CO2, and then it's a 1.6 value, multiplied by the stomatal conductance, multiplied by the saturated water vapor minus the internal water vapor, which is the water vapor deficit, basically. So I assume that if we want to regulate the stomata in such a way that maximize the amount of assimilation for a limited amount of the water, so the water flux is finite, and there is a way to change the finite optimization to the infinite optimization by considering into the account the Lagrangian multiplier. So I use the Lagrangian multiplier. I'm just following the. I didn't create this equation. This has been done by the people. And then the Lagrangian multiplier. And if we can find the Lagrangian multiplier, which is the marginal water use efficiency, then we can estimate the stomatal conductance. So my data is coming from the Kraichgau. It is located in the southwest Germany, maybe 2 hours from Switzerland, not so far. And then we have a mild climate with a mean annual temperature between 9 to 10 degrees Celsius, and the average annual precipitation is between 700 to 800 millimeter. The agriculture accounts for the 50% of the land use, and the dominant crops are the maize, winter wheat, barley, winter rape, and the sugar beet. And the soil is that's a German characteristic soil, and then we can say it's a silty loam soil, basically. So my field measurements are from the tower. We had the eddy covariance measurement, very high resolution half an hour measurements, and then the tower height is about 2 meters above the canopy. And we measure the solar radiation, short wave, long wave, air temperature, humidity, wind speed, direction, rainfall, and I took into the account two different crops, winter wheat as a C3 plant and the maize as a C4 plant, because we know the photosynthesis processes in the C3 and C4 plants are different. So this is a kind of simplified schematic diagram of my model. So I don't want to go through all the details about that, but just wanted to show that I had some measurements. And most of the photosynthesis parameters are based on the temperature, like Michaelis Menten and the other parameters. I also had some measurements for the leaf, for the plant nitrogen measurements, which are different from the leaf nitrogen measurement. And I had also leaf area index for the plants. So I try to separate the transpiration from the soil respiration and evaporation. So I use the Shuttleworth and the Lloyd and Taylor for the respiration part. So my assumption was how much plant transpired during the day is equal to the available water for the plant. So with this assumption, I solved the equation that I showed you previously, and I found the Lagrangian multiplier. I could estimate the stomatal conductance and so on. So this is the result that I got from my model. So this is the measured versus simulated assimilation for the winter wheat in 2009. And you can see the coefficient of the germination and the Nierstadt efficiency. So the crosses are the measurements, and the green line is the model prediction. And the bars, blue bars from the top, are precipitation. So it was acceptable in this case of the assimilation, but we had some peaks in the measurements, and we had also many noises in the measurements. This is the measured versus simulated transpiration for the same plot, winter wheat. Again, the crosses are the measured variables, and the red line is the transpiration line. This one is for the corn, which is a C4 plant, for 2010 for the same plot. I had 3 years, 2009, 2010, and 2011, for the 3 years with the rotation of the corn and maize. But I didn't put all the results here. And also here is the measured versus stimulated transpiration for the corn, which also we can see some peaks which have not been totally simulated by the model and some gaps. So what I conclude from this model, the model based on the optimal water use hypothesis could delineate the diurnal cycle of the transpiration and assimilation for the C3 and C4 plants during the development stage at a very high resolution. So the analytical solution for optimum stomatal conductance based on the marginal water use efficiency allows us to define the response of the stomata to various climate change. And the proposed model minimized the amount of the fitted parameter. That was the main objective of my project, to minimize the amount of the fitted parameter, because the previous work, most of them just used the fitted parameter. I just wanted to grab the data from the field and then run the model. And what I'm doing now is I'm integrating the Richard equation in order to have a complete plant soil atmosphere continuum, because I had the simple bucket model, but the water movement in the unsaturated zone is more complicated. So I moved to the Richard equation, and I'm working with the Richard equation to improve my model. So with this, I just want to acknowledge my group in Germany and the people they provide me the data. Thank you very much for your attention.
Very fascinating presentation. Thank you very much. Do we have time for some questions before our break?
I was wondering whether you did the value of lambda for one day, did you? And I wasn't quite sure how you propagated, once you made a pit of lambda, how long did you use the same lambda for?
For one day. For one day.
For one day, so you
yes.
Yes,
that's a daily lambda. I didn't change so much, because if we assume also, if I integrate the soil moisture, that the soil moisture does not change it based on the daily value so much.
Right.
So
do you have a call of how lambda changes?
Yes, I can show you after the. Yes. I separate the transpiration from evaporation. Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.